So this morning I'm going to talk about I don't think I can upstage that. That's too good. This morning we're going to talk about a summer game. We went to a baseball game the other night. That's a summer game. Another summer game I used to like to play when I was your age, Katie, is kick the can.
Kick the can.
Kick the can. I brought a can today. We're not going to kick it because it's not empty. We don't want to kick that. Maybe Nicole does with her shoes. She'd be cushioned. But I brought a can because kick the can is a favorite game of mine from when I was your age. Do you know how to play kick the can?
No.
Well, kick the can is kind of like hide and seek. Okay, you put a can down. Like this is home base, and you put the can down, and you hide your eyes, and you count to 20, and everybody else goes and hides. And then when you finish counting to 20 and you go out and hunt everybody, when you find somebody, it's their job to run back to where home is and kick the can before you can tag them. And if they kick the can, then they win, and then they get to be the person that goes and hunts the next time. And so kick the can was kind of like hide and seek. And hide and seek is a lot of fun, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so got to thinking about hide and seek and kick the can and realized that they played a lot of hide and seek in the Bible. Did you know that?
Yeah.
They played a lot of hide and seek in the Bible. They have the story of Adam and Eve. Remember that one?
Mm-hmm.
We talked about Adam and Eve. They played hide and seek when they realized they'd done something wrong. What did they do wrong? Do you remember?
They ate the apple.
Ate an apple, and they weren't supposed to, and they knew that God was looking for them, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so what'd they do? They hid in the woods, right?
Right.
Right, but did God find them?
Yeah.
Yeah, God found them anyway. And then there's the story of Jonah. Remember we talked about Jonah just a couple weeks ago?
Mm-hmm.
Remember Jonah was hiding from God?
Yes.
And because God told him to go to Nineveh,
yeah.
Right? And where did Jonah find himself? In the belly of the whale?
Yeah.
In the belly of the whale. Jonah found himself in the belly of a whale because he tried to hide from God, huh?
Nicole,
and then we have the story of David. Now, David, he would probably have liked to have hid from God because he didn't always do everything God wanted him to do, but God says that David was a man after his own heart. And so David was at least smart enough to know that he couldn't hide from God. And here's what David said in the Psalms. He says, Lord, you have examined my heart, and you know everything about me. You know when I sit down and when I stand up. You know when my thoughts are far away. You see me when I travel. You see me when I rest at home. You know everything I do. You know exactly what I'm going to say, even before I say it. You go before me, and you follow me. I can never escape from your spirit. I can never get away from your presence. If I dwell by the farthest ocean, even your hand there will guide me, and your strength will support me. And here's the good part. I could ask the darkness to hide me, and the light around me to become night. But even in the darkness, I cannot hide from you, because to you, the night shines as bright as the day. So we can't hide from God. You know, we have that single second before we say something we shouldn't say, and God knows we're going to say it anyway. And he knows when we've done something we shouldn't do or said something we shouldn't say. But the good news is that God forgives us because we can't hide from him anyway. And he's really only looking for us because he wants to bless us. So even David said, you place your hand of blessing on my head. Such knowledge is too wonderful for me to even understand. So here's the good news of that. We could play hide and seek from God, but God knows where we're at all the time. And even when we hide because we've done something or said something bad, God's just looking to bless us anyway. Now, we can go play some kick the can later, and When we hide, God will know where we're at. And if I find you, you better run fast to get to that can.
Okay?
All right. Let's have a word of prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you that you forgive us when we do wrong, that we have no reason to hide from you because you are looking for us to bless us each and every day. Help us to go about our work and our lives knowing that you care for us enough that you bless us. In Jesus' name, amen.